Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
The final variant is communism. Yes, sometimes the simplest sentences on social media or as response posts to articles can be the most informative and interesting. That's where we focus today on KKHI. The final variant is communism. We also mark many more losses for Joe Biden as they're just racking up right and left during his presidency. Kyle Rittenhouse gets kicked out of college. Chris Cuomo being investigated by CNN. Details of Lincoln Riley's contract at USC will absolutely floor you when you hear them. And we have a new television network that is the king of college football. It is all ahead on KKHI, brought to you by Finch Knife Company. Born in Kansas City, every beautiful Finch knife is designed right here in their lab in Kansas City. You're going to love these, whether you're a dealer or you're a direct purchaser. Log on to FinchKnifeCo.com and find a great Christmas gift for yourself or for someone else. These pocket knives range from about $89 to $150. They're made with 154 cm U.S. steel blades. Keep life from getting dull with Finch Knife Company. You're going to love these knives. If you're a collector, get them all. They have about 6 to 8 new designs every year. Beautiful pieces of art. All kinds of great components here, like mother of pearl, wood, bone. You're going to love these pocket knives. FinchKnifeCo.com. All right, I was just scouring the internet, reading all kinds of stuff as I do basically every day. I just love to read. People are always on me. They're like, oh, you don't read very many books. I'm like, no, I'm an info hound. I'm just always searching for information. And I came across a really good story that I'm not going to go into today on the podcast, but if you follow me on Twitter at KK Has Issues, you can read it there. I retweeted the article. It's from Tony's Kansas City, which is a fun website. You should check it out. Tony'sKansasCity.com is maybe the most unbiased site of all things Kansas City that you'll ever see, but it also is kind of cheeky. It's kind of fun. Like, he refers to Brittany Matthews, who is Patrick Mahomes' fiance. He refers to her as Kansas City's homecoming queen, and it's not complimentary the way he does it. It's really fun. There's some funny stuff there. There's some serious stuff there. It's called Tony's Kansas City. You'll like it if you check it out every day, every other day, whatever. You will like it. There's some clickbait there. There's some chicks in bikinis and things like that, but I think you'll find that you like it. He's been doing it for a lot of years. And he put a story up about Mayor Quentin Lucas and how his legacy that he's building in Kansas City is anti-justice, anti-police. And it's a fantastic read. So I retweeted that. If you want to go read that, check it out. It's a great compilation of all the things Quentin Lucas. Then, of course, there are responses to the article. And in the responses to the article, one of them chronicles 15 things Mayor Lucas has done that have been terrible in his time as mayor. And then it says, name the 3 best things that he's done. We'll give you a couple of days to think about it. It's all very snarky. And in response to some of this, in some of these articles, you see very simple little reposts. And he talked about and had a story up about how Kansas and Missouri have now been victorious in the courts against Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. And we've had several people that listen to KKHI that have reached out that work at local hospitals, said we think we're going to lose our jobs. We know that was going to be in December. That's not the case. Now it's January. Well, they're losing right and left in court. More on that in a moment. But in response to 10 states defeating Joe Biden, because that's where he lives. He lives in Loserville. He just loses on all these counts. One of the responses from a reader was very simple about these vax mandates. And, you know, people were getting snarky about the new variant and all those things. And his response was, the final variant is communism. And I thought, wow, I can read really long stories about a lot of things, a lot of in-depth topics, and not see something as profound as this very short, meant to be snarky, but profound response to a story on a local website. And I've not heard this, and maybe you've heard it, and it would make a great t-shirt, by the way. Maybe I'll make our first KKI t-shirts and have them say, the final variant is communism. Because that really feels like what this is all about. They just if you give an inch, they want a mile. They keep taking another little step. We've got all these pushbacks, and the pushback is in courts. And we're going to win these things in courts. We've won in Kansas and Missouri, 10 states total. Actually, a Missouri judge decided this, said, no, January 4th, we don't care about January 4th. You will not be firing any healthcare workers in these 10 states because of your vaccine mandate. Joe Biden was telling healthcare officials and in the industry and hospitals that if you receive any federal dollars at your healthcare company, which is most of them, if you receive any federal funding in any way, on January 4th, if someone is not vaccinated, they're terminated. The judge has struck that down in 10 states. Healthcare workers in Kansas and Missouri are saved at this point. This thing could go all the way to the Supreme Court, and it's going to work. Donald Trump left a legacy of conservative judges. The judge that ruled on this was a Trump appointee judge. The Supreme Court is conservative. Donald Trump appointed three justices on the Supreme Court. We're in good shape legally on all this stuff that they're trying to do. Donald Trump said many, many times when he was president, America will never be a socialist country. Our line of defense, when the Democrats have all three branches, our line of defense is the court of law. We have a constitution. We have laws on the books that they ignore. Like the border is completely illegal, what Joe Biden's doing at the border or has been doing. And we've won legal battles there. And he's now back to the Trump era, catch and send back, right? The judges and the courts have held up on that. So Biden is unable to do what he wants to do at the border. Now he's lost a case there. They're going to lose at every turn in courts. The best they can hope for is extending some of their policies by finding courts with liberal judges that will run it up the food chain, but eventually they'll get to a court of appeals or the Supreme Court, which is going to sack pretty much anything that Joe Biden and the liberals are trying to do. And we're seeing this everywhere. And I just thought it was really profound to see this slogan, the saying, I'd never really heard this, but after living 2 years of COVID and all these variants, they're going to keep coming. Coronavirus has been around forever. I don't think most Americans know this, that the cold is essentially a coronavirus, the common cold, and the common cold has different variants every year. But we don't freak out over the common cold because we know that you can get over a cold in a few days and there's no harm done. It's quite possible the new variant of coronavirus is just that, that it's a harmless little variant that people are going to get. And if we're lucky, if we're fortunate here, what this will be an unbelievably contagious variant that doesn't hurt people. And everybody will get it, and everybody will build their immune systems naturally, and the coronavirus will try to mutate and outsmart the human body, but it won't. Just like the flu basically can't outsmart the human body. So that's what we're hoping for, but that's not what liberals are hoping for. Liberals are hoping for chaos, lockdowns, closing businesses, masking school children, vaccinating babies 3 days after they're born. This is what they want. This is what they clamor for, the power, the authority. These people are, at their core, what makes them different than us is quite simple. At their very core, they simply believe they're smarter and better than you, and that you really need to listen to them or your life is going to be horrible. I guess you can't really, I mean, this is honest. There's real honesty here. Liberals literally believe that they're smarter and should be in charge to save you from yourself. I've never thought twice about saving a liberal. I don't know about you, but I don't care what other people do. If you want to go be a liberal and live in fear and wear six masks and take 27 jabs and do whatever it is you want to do, go for it. Knock yourself out. I don't care what you do. I don't want to help you. I don't want to change you. Go live your life. Live it in fear and paranoia. Be miserable. Knock yourself out. Have fun with that. But they can't do that. There's something strange in the way they think, that they believe they're so smart, and they believe everyone else that doesn't think like them is so dumb that if we don't control them and tell them how to live, their life is not worth living. We have to help these people. We have to do this for these unbelievably stupid conservatives that are just hurting themselves and having miserable lives. They don't even remotely understand how happy we are and how little we care about them. Not that we wouldn't save them in a car wreck or help them if they were bleeding, or I don't mean like that. We care about other human beings. We just don't care how they live. I couldn't care less. I know people that are liberal. Not okay, great. Fine. I'm not going to change you. That's great. If that's what, if that's the way you think, that's what makes you happy, go for it. I'm not going to try to change you or control you. I just don't want anybody controlling me. I'm in charge of me. You're in charge of you. And it's really no more complicated than that. When I heard this very simple slogan, the final variant is communism, I thought that's it exactly. That's exactly what coronavirus is for liberals in America. This is what they are. They're trying to take this one step at a time past socialism, where they haven't gotten yet. They want to get to socialism, but that's not going to be good enough. They would love to be. I've had this really hard time over the last couple of years trying to find out and figure out why so many liberals don't say anything negative about China, why they defend them at every turn, why they know there's slave labor there, why they know all the terrible human rights violations that take place in China, while they know all of the terrible excesses of pollution and anything you might think that leads to climate change, why they support China so much. And when you combine it with all the illegal immigrants coming in, and you think about their support for China, which is essentially what it is, even being quiet on China is support for China, it's real simple. They're in power here, they're in charge, and they're jealous of the power and authority that the communists have in China. They have complete control and authority, and that's what they want. They want government first, people second. You couldn't be more opposite than China and the United States Constitution. The United States Constitution is very clearly written. It's people first, the government works for the people. Chinese Communist Party, just the opposite. It's government first, you do what the government says, you work for us. This is what they strive for. And this is not some, you know, McCarthy era dog whistle I'm sounding about communism, but we better start thinking about it in this country, because the threat of socialism is real. There are many tenets, there are many things that they're doing through executive order that are socialist. They're doing it right now in this country. And much of the work that they do, putting, you know, strong arm, strongholds around especially conservatives, are very real, and they're changing the way we are choosing to live. You can't explain how a man in, I think, North Dakota or Montana goes into a Republican senator's office with an axe, smashes the glass, and breaks in, and gets a $1,000 fine, is sent home, and they give him his axe back. You can't explain that, and a peaceful guy wearing an outrageous costume breaks into the Capitol building and puts his feet up on somebody's desk with no weapon, no axe, no anything, and gets 41 months in federal prison. You can't explain that. The explanation is the Democrats are in charge, and they're persecuting Christians. This is also an attack on Christianity. They're persecuting Christians, faith. They're persecuting faith. They're persecuting the Constitution and constitutionalists, freedom lovers, patriots. They're on attack. They're after us. They want to jail us. They want to scare us. They want to keep us from saying the truth. They want to keep us from running for office. It isn't going to work. We're seeing the opposite reaction. We're seeing people pop up everywhere that are taking this into their own hands, from school board meetings to Senate races. People are stepping up and saying, I'm not going down without a fight. I'm going to try to make a difference. We're doing it peacefully. We're doing it the American way, the patriotic way, the constitutional way. And it's working in a lot of places. But the message is very clear. They will take the final variant to communism. That, of course, is a metaphor for politics and government control. It's not specifically about the virus. But you can see the way they take the variants and what they do with all these variants with COVID. You can see the way they distort this and manipulate this for fear and control of people. And it's the same thing they want to do, from going from, at one point, being a pretty conservative Democrat party. You think of Kennedy, perhaps, right? An anti-corporation, we don't want government interference in our life party from the 60s and the marches they had there. Government's too big. We don't trust the government. They've done a 180. They've moved all the way away from that, all the way to the left, to we think the government's awesome. We think corporations are incredible. We think corporations, the bigger the better, should take over all the messaging, all of the propaganda, and the government should control everything in America. This is where they've gone in my lifetime. This is where they've gone. It's remarkable. and they're on the edge of socialism. And don't think for a second they don't want to take it all the way to communism, because they do. These are mostly people who believe other countries are better than the United States, that the world is a better place than the U.S., that it's more fair and equitable. This is their new word, equity. It's more fair and equitable. It's all ridiculous. The final variant is communism. That's where they want to go. It's our job to stop it. Judges are doing that right and left. We love the fact that Joe Biden is losing in court almost every time. We love that he's making terrible decisions that the American people see, like he's not going to visit Waukesha, the parade site, where a crazy liberal, make no bones about this, a crazy liberal got in his car and mowed down grannies and children at a Christmas parade. It was everything they hate about America. It was Christmas. It was Main Street. It was small town. It was pretty white. There's a lot of things there that liberals don't like. He mowed them down and killed them, and this president is not going there to give a speech against it. Why? This was a Biden voter. This was an anti-Trump guy. This was a conservative-hating criminal who mowed people down with an SUV. Better to just ignore it. Biden's not going to go there. Any president, even if it's somebody on his side that does something like this, should go there and be in support of that community. But not Joe Biden, and Americans see that. We see that he shops without a mask, right behind a sign that says, masks required to enter. And he's the only one. We see him walking around with a mask under his chin, which does no good. We see him literally at the podium at the White House say, you got to mask up. We're in big groups like this, and points around the room, and he doesn't have his mask on. Now, he's the speaker at the podium. Maybe that's different, but he just finished with mask up, mask up, mask up. He walks 10 feet over to Lord Fauci. They're walking out of the room. Fauci has his mask on. Kamala has her mask on. Biden doesn't have his mask on. He steps through the door. You can see him standing in the hallway. He still doesn't have a mask. He's gone back to work at the White House without a mask. Joe Biden don't wear a mask, okay? Let's be honest about this. Joe Biden does not believe what he says. He's not wearing a mask in the Oval Office. He's not wearing a mask around his staff. None of them did. They got the shots. They thought it was good enough. They wear the masks in front of the cameras. They tell you to wear a mask everywhere, and they don't wear masks. That's why they had a breakout of the virus at the Oval Office. And I don't care that they had a breakout. Nobody died. Nobody got sick. They got it. This thing is not bad. It's so over. The variants are going to come. They're, according to most experts around the world, not Lord Fauci, according to most experts around the world, every variant that comes will be lesser. And our bodies will be more immune to fighting it. We're probably seeing that with this new variant. But make no mistake, their goal here with the virus, with the border, with the military, you know, this woke military thing they're doing, make no mistake, the final variant to their cause is communism. They would love nothing more than to be the party in control permanently in the United States of America. No free and fair elections, one party rule, we tell you how to live, we're in charge, and that's that. That is ultimately what they would love. They would love that. Jen Psaki was pushed about why Joe Biden has a travel ban to South Africa because of the South African variant, South African strain of the coronavirus. Her response was, Biden's travel ban is good, but Trump's was racist. They're standing by that. What percentage of the American people do you think that's honest? Do you think believe that's honest and understand that? She's just doubled down. She said, well, his is good because he's not saying racist things. Trump banned, you know, flights from China and then called it the China coronavirus, the China virus. That's racist. That's xenophobic. That's all these other obias. But not Joe Biden. See, he's not blaming it on South Africa. So it's okay to have a travel ban. This is just absurd. Listening to her squirm and try to answer these questions is just out of control stupid. She should hear herself talk. She should play the tape back. Americans see it. You cannot say that Biden's travel ban is good and Trump's was bad. If you are true leaders, this is where you step up and you say, looking back, it was a good thing what Trump did. He did the right thing. This is what you do. In my entire life, we had this decorum between presidents that Obama ended. Obama stopped it. He got in and started hammering on George W. Bush. This is where it started. Obama started hammering on George W. Bush. Bush never fought back. He never fought back. He was off in retirement. He was doing great work with the military families. And George Bush said, nope, that's not what presidents do. We don't fight with one another. It's not politics. Past presidents are off limits. That has always been the case, at least in my lifetime. Obama stopped that, not Trump. Obama stopped. You know, Obama started all this, by the way. He's a revolutionary. He started all this. He had it simmering under the surface, not a boiling pot like we have today. He simmered it under the surface. He stoked racism. He took jabs at the former president. He implemented government overreach with Obamacare. He did a lot of harm. People saw it. The reaction to that was Trump, the anti-Obama. That's what we got. And so here we are. Now we're living in an era where this is what they do. And I don't know why, if Joe Biden was elected to be some sort of a moderate, why he can't step up just a couple of times and say, you know what, we're implementing this travel ban because when Trump did it, it was the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do now. Let's just be honest. It's good for America. There are certain things that both presidents can do that are good for America. I don't have to be the anti-Trump all the time. I'm here now. I'm president. Let's be honest. They did some good things. They got the vaccine done in 9 months. They closed off travel. They did some nice things, and we're seeing those nice things, and we're doing them too. How can you not be honest? How can you say, my lockdown of travel from Africa to here, my travel ban is good, Trump's travel ban was bad? How can anybody say that with a straight face? And yet, it's what they try to do. KKHI is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs this holiday season. If you're looking for a new Buick SUV, a Chevy or GMC truck, this is the place to go. Ask for Mike or Tim on the showroom floor when you visit there, or if you just want to get your car serviced, they'll pick it up for you this holiday season. The weather's getting cold and bad. They'll take it, service it, and return it to you. They'll do that for you at Roberts Robinson, no matter where you live. You can live a couple hours away, you can buy a new car online, and they'll drive it to you. They'll bring it right to your home, all shiny and new, ready to go this holiday season. Their inventory is online at robertsrobinson.com, or you can always build your own like I did with my new Chevy Blazer. Appreciate them. We're thankful for them. Happy holidays from everyone at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. 360 Document Solutions. This company can help your company be more profitable and more efficient. It's a pretty simple concept. They'll do a complimentary analysis of what you're doing with all your document technology and IT programs. They'll give you a complete review of your current costs and offer you a solution with real, tangible benefits, whether this is copiers, printers, IT solutions, phone systems, mailing systems, they can help. Anywhere in Western Missouri or the entire state of Kansas, Mark Lindquist and his team will help your company. Give them a call at 360 Document Solutions at 913-745-5344. And don't forget, they're looking for outstanding applicants that are conservative and are professional and really know how to get the job done. Whether you're an IT person, a sales rep, whatever may be the case, if you're worried about where you're working and you don't like the workplace you're in, call Mark over at 360documentsolutions.com. And AmazingGarageFloors.net. What can I say about John Hutchins? He's finishing the job this Tuesday. They got it all done except some trim pieces they're putting up. My new garage floor is spectacular. Follow me on Twitter. I'll be putting pictures up later on Tuesday of my new amazing garage floor at my home in Lenexa. Neighbor walked down. My neighbor Tim walked down. Said, can I get your card? I want to do this too. This looks nice. My neighbor who's building a house two houses away, Mr. Rindham, he's going to put one in his house as well. If you see it, you have to have it, period. This is no longer a luxury. The garage floor is a necessity. Keep it clean this winter. They can still do a few jobs this winter. Mostly they're shut down in January and February and start back up in March. But give them a call at Amazing Garage Floors right now and get on that spring calendar. 913-901-7139 for AmazingGarageFloors.net. Chris Cuomo is being investigated by CNN. This is appropriate. He was very involved, apparently, in protecting his brother from the sexual harassment lawsuits and media frenzy that ensued that led to Andrew Cuomo being ousted as governor of New York. Chris Cuomo, of course, right in the middle of it. We know that. We saw what they did on TV. They're brothers. I'm sure he felt like it was family before cause. The cause here is, you know, we can't have sexual harassment in the workplace. It's a big thing with the Democrats now. You can't tell a woman she looks good. Don't tell her, oh, you look nice today. Uh-uh. Don't say that. Slap a lawsuit on you, man. So you can't do that. Can't do these other things. And that's a big cause, but it's not bigger than family. So Chris Cuomo's really more than happy to get down in the dirt, you know, roll around in the gutter with his brother and try to protect him. And now CNN has found troves of emails and everything else, communications between Chris and Andrew. And over the next few days, they'll be investigating Chris. My guess is, this is just a guess, they're going to suspend him for a week somewhere around the holidays and make it look like he's not really gone. And then he'll be back. It's just so two-faced. This is what they do. They just beat the drum about racism and sexual harassment and gender identity and all these things. When push comes to shove, they don't believe it. They don't believe in it. My brother's a scumbag. I'm going to help him. I don't believe in these causes. I want to help my brother first. That's what Chris Cuomo is. Limousine liberal, doesn't really believe in the stuff that he's saying, just spouts it out and says, look how much better I am than you. Until it comes down to real actions and we learn he's not any better than anyone else. He doesn't care about the women. He doesn't care what his brother did. He wants to help his brother. That's all he wanted to do. That's all he wanted to do. Save thy brother. It's who they are. Fry Orthodontics has 12 area locations for your convenience. The first appointment is always free. Your smile is just the start at Fry Orthodontics, where they offer free retainers for life and Invisalign for the same price as braces. I saw Dr. Jeremy a few days ago. He's doing well. His family had a great Thanksgiving, and they're very much looking forward to Christmas. This is a very incredible Kansas City family that for decades has not only helped people and improved their smiles and done great things, especially with teenagers and kids. They're very philanthropic and very involved in so many different charities and community events. This is a great Kansas City family, the Fries. They truly are. We got a lot of great people in Kansas City, but these folks are outstanding. And if you're considering going to an orthodontist, you just really shouldn't consider anywhere else other than Dr. Jeremy Fry and Fry Orthodontics. And, of course, Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com, 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Oh, this is big news in sports. We've got details of Lincoln Riley's contract at USC. Lincoln Riley's the former Oklahoma coach. He went to USC for obvious reasons. It's going to get harder at Oklahoma. He's getting out ahead of the posse. Listen to this contract for Lincoln Riley. $110 million. USC, this stuff is unprecedented. USC is buying both of his houses in Norman, Oklahoma. But get this. They're buying both houses. They've agreed to buy both homes immediately, like cash transfer today. They're buying both houses in Norman, Oklahoma for $500,000 over the asking price of each. So that is an extra $1 million for Lincoln Riley. They are handing him $6 million cash to buy any home he wants in Los Angeles. They're buying him a $6 million house. And through the duration of his contract, Lincoln Riley has secured 24/7, 365, anywhere, anytime, any place in the world, a private jet for his family. If she wants to go visit her mom, she gets on the jet. If they want to go to San Diego, which is 80 miles down the road, they take the private jet. He can take it anywhere, anytime he sees fit. The jet stands ready. That is an unbelievable contract for Lincoln Riley, and it has shaken up college football. And now we have another domino to fall. As Oklahoma and Notre Dame officially declared, their coaches have officially declared, their jobs are stepping stone jobs. These are the jobs you take on your way to somewhere better. I don't get it. Brian Kelly at Notre Dame is the winningest coach in Notre Dame history, and he just left for LSU. Of course it's more money. Of course it's different, and people are off his back. It's a totally different challenge. It's what coaches like. But this is amazing. Brian Kelly to LSU. Now what happens? What are the rumors for Oklahoma? Well, we heard Cliff Kingsbury named. It doesn't look likely at all. Cliff Kingsbury, it seems like, basically, when he was asked about Notre Dame and Oklahoma both being opened, is negotiating in public for more money from the Arizona Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury has 1 year left on his deal. He's only making $5 million a year. Bill Belichick makes $17 million a year. So it looks like Cliff Kingsbury's trying to more than double what he's making at Arizona, staying there. Right now, he's up for NFL Coach of the Year, although I would not give it to him. I'd give it to Bill Belichick at this point. That would be my vote for Coach of the Year. He's got a rookie quarterback. That's a whole different deal. He's in the AFC. That's a whole different deal. A lot of things there. But we see this carousel now taking place. The hot rumor, the latest rumor is Brent Venables from Clemson to Oklahoma. The last time Brent Venables interviewed for a head coaching position, you ready for this? The last time he interviewed to become a head coach was for the Missouri job when Gary Pinkel got it. There has been, Brent Venables has been on a blacklist in college football. He has been on a blacklist. There are a lot of theories why with Brent Venables about things that happened in his past, maybe possibly a medical condition that he has, some things of that nature. But there's no question that Brent Venables has been blacklisted, blackballed in college football. Is he really going to go to Oklahoma? Is that what they want to do? That would be very interesting to see if something like that happened, because I don't know that he's any kind of head coach material. Great defensive coordinator at Clemson, no question about it. There is nothing that screams to you that Brent Venables would be a great head coach. That would be something. They're also looking at Shane Beamer at South Carolina. Notre Dame's just now starting its list. This is crazy. Notre Dame and Oklahoma are jobs people leave for better jobs. This is crazy. I love it. I absolutely love it. There are also jobs that open up that somebody like Cliff Kingsbury isn't really considering. He's just trying to get more money where he is. It's fantastic. Fantastic stuff. We also have a new king of college football media. This is as earth-shattering in television as it is Lincoln Riley to coaching. Big noon Saturday on Fox, this past Saturday with Michigan, Ohio State, got the highest rating they ever got for a college football game. This is crazy. The combination of the two leagues, rotating back and forth between the Big 12 and the Big 10, has worked. They have knocked the SEC on CBS off the mountaintop. The SEC and CBS are no longer the big dog in college football television. They are not even close, in fact. ESPN and ABC, no longer the big dog. Fox has killed them. I wonder how much of this is political. I wonder how many people watch Fox because they equate it to Fox News. It looks different. It feels different. It's not liberal. They're not jamming stories down your throat that you don't want to hear about. They're not doing those things. They're sticking with good old USA college football. And 15 million viewers watched Michigan, Ohio State Saturday morning at 11 a.m. They're getting better ratings in the middle of the day, which makes no sense. It's when your peewee games are. It's when soccer is. It's when your wife has you out getting a Christmas tree. It's all those things. No, it should not be the highest rated time of the day. It should be later in the afternoon when CBS plays its game into the evening hours when ABC and ESPN have their big game. And Fox has destroyed them all. They are the new king of college football. It isn't close. It is earth-shattering in the industry, and people are beginning to ask how and why. And I'd offer up, it isn't woke, for one. It's not a woke broadcast. It's just college football. They show the anthem. They show the flag waving. They love it. Big noon Saturday. Big 12 and Big 10 are the kings of college football television ratings. Let me repeat this again. The Big 10, Big 12 combination at noon Eastern on Saturdays are the television ratings king of college football. Chew on that for a second. And consider, I was talking with Hutch yesterday in the garage. He says, yeah, I think I got to get my wife the car detailing for Christmas. This is a great idea, guys. She'll love you for it. Clean her car up. It's less than other places. A lot of places are over $1,000. Not the new car image in Merriam Body Shop. Complete custom detailing, better than new. They have a real passion for cars and trucks. When you put that ceramic coating on your car, you won't believe what this is. Not a wax job. That's not what this is. This is better than when it was new. It literally, the ceramic coating they put on is better than it comes from the factory, because the factory is just trying to make a profit by selling a car. And then it's yours, and here you go. This is what your car craves. Okay? This is the skincare that your car craves. thenewcarimage.com is the website, Kansas City and Lawrence, or just call Merriam Body Shop. Justin will set the whole thing up. 913-362-1198. That's 362-1198. Online at merriambodyshop.com. And if you have any damage to your car, they'll fix that as well. They can do everything. Small door dings, big fender benders, full collisions. Merriam Body Shop's got you covered, and they'll detail your car for you. Pretty amazing stuff. Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. A custom home builder, commercial properties, room additions, Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. Back 9 is there for you. Check out the Solheim at Grand Mere Condominiums online at back9development.com. And we'll finish today with a story also in media, not as earth-shattering or big as the story with Fox, which was a pretty big deal. This one in local media, Oklahoma City Sports Radio. A host in Oklahoma City named Sam Mays has been fired after somebody, I mean, you got some enemies now if somebody does this to you. There was a private recording of people sitting around joking, making jokes about things. I don't know what. I don't know the context of all this. And I don't know if they were drinking, although it probably doesn't matter. And somebody turned record on their iPhone and recorded it all. And somebody baited Sam Mays into making fun of Native Americans. A conversation came up about they drink too much. Another person is on there saying these things. And they're baiting Sam Mays into saying something. And he eventually does. He made some sort of reference to they wouldn't be organized enough to do something, I guess. I don't know. In a reference to somebody just said, oh, the Native Americans would be drunk. He'd say, yeah, they couldn't even organize and get that done if that were the case. Well, he said it. He's not denying he said it. He was not allowed to make any kind of an apology or be on the air, and his company has fired him. Their biggest advertiser, of course, is a Native American-owned casino in Oklahoma, the Lucky Star. So it's a private recording, a black man fired over a private recording about Native Americans where the big sponsor is a Native American casino. No chance to explain, nothing. And we have to start asking ourselves, if we know people say things or do things or have moments, if we recognize as Christians that we are fallible, that humans are not perfect, that we do and say things we regret, should we really be ruining people's lives over the spoken word? And shouldn't there be a scale maybe of 1 to 10 on things that, well, that's not so bad, and ooh, that's really bad? You know, when you're threatening to go kill Trump voters and things like that, and then you ram your car through a parade and you kill 6 people, including children and little old ladies, that's a different level of hate you're spewing out on social media and things that you're saying than making a joke about a group of people. Look, I'm not saying he should have his job. I'm not even criticizing the company for firing. I don't know all the circumstances around this, but this keeps popping up. Should John Gruden have really been fired? Should John Gruden really have been canceled for emails that somebody released on him, private emails that were released on him? He's going to be filing lawsuits right and left. This man is going to be filing lawsuits because he was recorded without his knowledge in many states. That's against the law. It was a private recording that he did not authorize and did not know about. And somebody really doesn't like that man because they sent it to his employer. So I don't know where it goes, but I just think that these private conversations should remain private. I respect privacy. I think we have a right to privacy in this country. And I just ask you to kind of think about that one today. Where do you stand on private conversations? And maybe with public figures, it's different. Maybe a radio host is a public figure. Maybe a football coach is a public figure. If this were Joe Biden, to me, that's a totally different standard, or any elected politician. If you're an elected official, I think that's a different standard. I think we should hold those people accountable more so than a radio host or a football coach, certainly. But I don't know. I can't be the arbiter of what I think is right and wrong. I'm just conflicted by all this because I think people have a right to privacy, but I also think the public has a right to know. So I don't think the right to privacy exists for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. If there's a recording of Donald Trump, you know, spouting the N-word 27 times and it gets released, I don't feel bad for Donald Trump. He shouldn't be doing that. He's been around media and people for a long time. All right, a couple of our great holiday stops this holiday season, Christmas season, are bstock.net in Olathe, We always thank them for all the great electronics that they have. It's the old Toys R Us building by the Great Mall, 14680 South Flaming Road. But no matter where you live, you can order online at bstock.net. And, of course, Joslyn's Jewelry. A lot of folks like to pop the question around the holidays, or maybe you're just looking for a nice Christmas gift with some bling on it for her. She'll love you for it. Joslyn's Jewelry is the only place to go anywhere in Kansas City. They're online at joslynsjewelry.com, but you can visit them at 95th and Antioch. It's the jewelry you recommend to your friends for sure, as they are non-commissioned and have really, really great products. Got a couple more anonymous donations yesterday for Christmas Shining Star. I really appreciate that. I think we're up to about $3,000 with our match here at KKHI, which is pretty cool. We're going to match up to $5,000. We've had a couple of big donations from people privately, from some companies that you may or may not have heard from. If you would like your company to be involved in this, you can reach out to me and keep it anonymous, and your company can make a donation straight to them, or you can send the check made out to them to me, and I'll deliver all the checks to them. I'll shoot a photo of it and send it back to you. You're going to know it's there because it's going to go through the bank, and they're going to get it. I can give you all the information. If you want to send it through me, I'll be your conduit. That's fine, too. A lot of companies are choosing to just mail me checks and say, hey, when you take them, will you take them for us? Absolutely, I will do that. Any way you want to help Christmas Shining Star is awesome. Just reach out to me at kevin@kkhasissues.com, and I will help you out. If you want to join the patrons right now, if you want to become a patron, I will donate that to Christmas Shining Star, and I will double that to Christmas Shining Star. It's as little as $5 to sign up to become a patron. You get 3 or 4 bonus podcasts a week in the newsletter every weekend. We put a good bonus podcast, premium content, up on Monday. I think the patrons really like that one that I put up on Monday. And we'll do another one here on this Tuesday as Danny Klinkski will join us to talk some sports. So we'll have a great chat there as our BTL 2.0 happens on Tuesday. So we hope you'll enjoy that. If you want to sign up as a patron, it's going to go straight to charity, and I'm going to double it. So go to kkhasissues.com and click on Become a Patron. We'd love to have you join the team at Kevin Kietzman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.